Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in heaven. No matter what's going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we'll pray through today's prayer together.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
A Prayer for Strength by Meg Booker, read by Leah Martin. So we can say with confidence, "The Lord is my helper, so I will have no fear. What can mere people do to me?" Hebrews 13:6. You will never believe it, Mom. Junior high tales often begin this way, and I've not been able to predict what precedes them yet. Usually, someone was hurt, left out, insulted, betrayed, or broken up with. The worst hurt seems to come from close proximity. Typically, kids don't set out with the intent to hurt each other. Misunderstanding, poor planning, lack of communication, and forgetfulness contribute to a lot of hurt feelings in all ages and stages of life. The author of Hebrews reminds us not to seek comfort in the material things of this world. In the previous verses, the author speaks of the importance of remaining faithful in our marriages and not to become reliant on wealth for contentment and comfort. Instead, we can put our confidence in the Lord. We don't have to fear being misunderstood, forgotten, or left out, and we don't have to cloud our minds in an attempt to identify the intentions of others. Our confidence is in Christ Jesus, and our choice to focus on Him over all fear and offense changes everything. It affects our relationships from the top level of marriage down to figuring out friendship as children. It rearranges our support system, removing money and worldly comforts and cravings and placing the Lord at the center of our hearts. Rooted confidence in the Lord gives life more meaning, depth, and decisiveness. It's not easy. People are difficult, ourselves included. The temptation to accumulate stuff is prevalent. God is faithful to strengthen us as we lean into Him for daily guidance through prayer and time in His Word. Then we can become confident, obedient, and self-controlled Christ followers. The gifts of the Spirit will begin to activate in our lives. We won't ever be perfect. We too will hurt, misunderstand, plan poorly, and forget people. And we too will find ourselves on the apologizing end of the spectrum in life. But our confidence in the Lord allows us to keep growing through whatever we go through. Let's pray. Father, we're all flawed, sinful people, but there's also good in all of us too. Father, you see the good in us and in others. When we can't see past our own hurt and offense, please clear our minds and our hearts so we may see others through your eyes. Let your truth reign over our hearts when we're hurting or afraid. You are our helper, Lord. You see us, hear us, and answer our prayers. We're known by you, individually and personally. There isn't a single note of our lives which passes by you. You're all-knowing and everywhere. You're always with us through Christ Jesus. Father, when someone hurts us, it feels awful to be misunderstood, judged, forgotten, or left out is gut-wrenching. Catch us in those moments, God, and remind us of you quickly and swiftly. Let the truth you say speak louder than any other voice in our lives. When we're tempted to believe negative insults, by your Holy Spirit, remind us who and whose we are. When we're afraid and clinging to the material comforts of this world, please come fast to us and steer our hearts back to you, God. God, we pray for marriages that are and will be today. Strengthen and root them in you, Father, God. Let Christ be at the center, for we know when couples seek you individually, they meet up with each other on the common ground of faith. We pray for relationships, friendships, neighbors, and co-workers. Help us to communicate clearly with each other in love. Let us forgive quickly and seek your help for reconciliation, Lord. Bless and protect us from material temptations, God. Guard us from becoming reliant on money and status. Forgive us when we're tempted to put other things and people before you. Restructure our hearts, Father, and reign over our lives. Thank you for your mercy, forgiveness, and grace, Father, to hang in there with us while we stumble through this sinful world. Help us to extend love and grace to others in our lives. Equip us to disciple others, being boldly rooted in your truth as the source of our confidence. In Jesus' name, amen.
Often we believe our questions mean we don't have faith, but I believe Jesus loves our questions. Our questions are windows into heaven. I'm Caden Fabrizio, and on the Questions with Caden podcast, we ask and answer one question per episode as relevantly and biblically as possible. Questions about fear, anxiety, depression, addiction, and so much more. Don't worry, your questions, they're not going to scare Jesus. So ask away. Listen and subscribe now at lifeaudio.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.